Whether on land or whether on sea, lend us your ears. It's Jubilee! Hawthorne Hall is packed to the rafters with solid tonight, so let's get ready for a ball. Reading from left to Groovy Threes, Harry James and his orchestra, Eddie Haywood, the Red Calendar Trio, Dan Grissom, Kitty Callan, Buddy DeVito, and Eddie Rochester Anderson. And here to start the joint shaking is Jelly Belly himself, better known as Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Yeah, fellas, we're going to funnel out some hot through your APO, down your hatch, and up your chain of command. A couple of sets of sevens back at Jubilee gave you the Duke Ellington slab on a number written in collaboration with the big boy with the horn. Here's the big boy now with a load of help, Harry James.
Thank you, Ernie. It's a pleasure to kick this session off with the aforementioned number.
Yes, it's Harry James, an arrangement of the tune he wrote with Duke Ellington. I'm beginning to see the light. Vocals by Kitty Callan. Dip my big fat thumb into the thrive dive bowl and put out a plum that really is a plum. It's a young man with a tantalizing touch, master of the 88 from Bronx to Boogie Woogie, Eddie Hayward. Eddie's established at the piano, and now he's going to ripple through Sweet Lonely.
Thank you.
thank you. That was not only Edward, that was also Haywood. Here we're riding like the Chattanooga choo-choo. Next stop, Albany, Syracuse, Rochester.
Coming, Mother.
It was swell for you to come. I wasn't sure you could get away from Mr. Benny.
Mr. Benny?
Yeah.
Which Mr. Benny do you mean?
Well, who pays you your salary?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jack Benny.
I do mean Jack Benny. You know him, of course.
Of course. He's one of my best assistants.
Assistants?
Yeah, sort of a combination valet chauffeur and business manager.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, he breaks in all my suits, drives me like mad, and keeps all my money.
Well, Ross, I don't know why you'd stand for it.
Maybe it's because Mr. Benny and me have got so much in common.
Like what?
Well, he wears the same... We wear the same size suit.
Does he wear your clothes?
Yeah, he wears them a couple of years, then he gives them to me.
They must be in pretty bad condition when you get them.
Oh, last suit he broke in for me was a beaut.
Yeah.
Well, the pants were all right going forward, but you could take them off just by backing up.
Now, listen, Rochester, you could do a lot better for yourself. We've got a fella here tonight who'd be glad to give you a job. In fact, he needs some help.
Who?
Harry James.
Isn't he the fellow?
Exactly.
He needs help?
Yeah, but the way to get the job is to play hard to get. Don't settle for chicken feed. He could probably use it as a good performer in his band. So just make believe you're doing well and quite happy with the present employment.
Doing well and happy with my present employment.
That's right.
That good a performer I ain't.
But I'll help you. Oh, Harry James.
Yes,
this is Rochester.
Oh, sure. Hiya, Rod.
Well, I'm quite happy with my present.
Rochester thought he might be tempted to leave his present position if he had the right sort of inducement.
Oh, he would, eh?
Yeah. Cigarette?
Thanks.
Light?
Please.
Got a match?
I thought you were going to give me a light.
Yeah, but first I need a match to ignite this $10 bill.
Say, you must be doing pretty well.
Oh, I'm having a little trouble with my yacht.
What yacht?
The blue one.
Well, I don't know if you'd want to work for me. I couldn't afford to pay you, but...
I'll take it.
Don't be hasty, Ron. Wait till a man makes an offer.
Well, I was going to say $50.
A month?
A week.
Now, that's what I call...
That's chicken feed.
Well, how about 60?
Wow, when do I start?
That's chicken feed.
Ernie, that mouth of yours is always open.
Yes, it's always open for business.
Well, keep doing the way you're doing. It'll be closed for repairs.
Saying, Mr. James?
Well, I'll go to 70.
Why, it's impossible. That's chicken feed.
$100 net top.
$100.
Now, hold on there, Ernie. Is that chicken feed, too?
Of course. Well, Rod, I guess you're faded with Jack Benny. Anyhow, how about showing Harry James what you can do if accentuate the positive.
Okay, you asked for it. You got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with business in between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, lead to down to the minimum, and have faith or pandemonium, live over the world upon the sea, to illustrate my last remark. Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do? Just when everything looked so dark, so dark, so dark, man, they said you got to accentuate the positive. Don't mess with Mr. in between.
Oh, no! Don't mess with Mr. in between.
should be dug. At this particular tick, Jubilee does a right about and comes out illadoo. The neon is blinking in the early gray, and that means we're primed for our buddy to meet a vocal. Augmented, sliced, and slugged by the Harry James baton, it's night and day. Now, something on the groovy side now. Armed Force Radio Service digging for that reef beat, namely Red Calendar Philly Trio. On the California skyline.
Thank you.
There's a record in the jukebox now that's collecting more buffaloes than Buffalo Bill. I'm talking about that solid solo by Dan Grissom entitled I Wonder. Here entitled I Wonder. Here entitled I Wonder. Here entitled I Wonder. Here he is now with the Red Calendar Trio doing Private Cecil Gant's mellow masterpiece, I Wonder.
I wonder, my little darling, where can you be again tonight? While the moon is shining bright, I wonder. My heart is aching. Why? For you will our love be mistaken, darling, don't you say this is our ending. I wonder, baby, I've been to love's lane, making life just the same. I've been traveling for miles around, trying to find the one I love to call my own. I wonder, well, wonder, will you think of me again today? For I may be a million miles away. I wonder. Will you favor me again today? Though I may be a million miles away, I wonder,
and thank you, Red Gunner Trio. You boys have another date with Jubilee real soon. Time once more to latch on to some help from the master of the same, and I do mean Harry James. What's on the schedule, Maestro?
Well, here's a one-way ticket on the 9:20 special.
Give her full throttle, Jackson, and let her ride. That dug me like a slip trench. Well, we're ready to call Fall Out. The nut has been nibbled off the Dewey's cadenza, and the specks and spots are staggering like pinballs. Before we break fire and crawl into a cup of dough, we want to dig you with a mellow memo. You'll be dribbling the tire across the moist again soon, so pull up a reach sheet and have yourself a set. Till then, this is your master of ceremonies, Ernie. Call me Bubbles, cause I'm full of air, Whitman. 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 Saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.